This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it was a numerical challenge for a change. I said, take the digits 2, 3, 4, and 5, arrange them in some way using standard arithmetic operations to make 2025. How can you do it? Well, the answer is 3 to the 4th power times 5 to the 2nd power, and you get 2025.
Okay, well, it seems like a lot of listeners are like me. They don't like math. There were only 583 correct entries, and this week's winner is Chris House of Annandale, Virginia. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
Are you good with math? Are you normally good with numbers?
Normally, yeah. Actually, I was a math major in university way back in the day.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I remember listening with my mom and dad kind of playing the puzzle back in the postcard days, long, long time ago. We never sent anything in, figuring that these things were all too tough for us ordinary people. But recently, since moving to D.C., we've been sending in on a regular basis. And there's kind of a consortium between my younger sister and my parents and myself to do this. And actually, 4 years ago, almost to the day, I was selected the first time. And so my mother has that lapel pin.
My goodness, now who are you going to give this lapel pin to?
Oh, ladies first. So this one goes to my sister.
Oh, that is so nice. Well, Chris, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
Oh, you are. Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Chris and Aisha. Every answer today is a familiar three-word phrase in the form blank and blank, in which the first and last words start with the letter S. For example, if I said, free from danger and injury, you would say safe and sound. So here's number one. What wins the race in a fable?
Slow and steady.
You got it. What may break your bones in a playground saying?
Sticks and stones.
That's it. Kind of pork at a Chinese restaurant? Two different flavors.
Two different flavors. They're the opposites.
Oh, sweet and sour.
You got it. Like some perfume ads in a magazine.
Well, no, Aisha.
That's what I'm trying to think.
In a fashion magazine, there might be a card in there that you do something with.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, scratch and sniff?
Scratch and sniff is it. Good. Nickname for the American flag?
Stars and Stripes.
That's right. 1970s sitcom starring Red Fox.
Sanford and Son.
You got it. Novel by Jane Austen.
Sense and Sensibility.
That's correct. Spotlessly clean.
Spick and span.
You got it. A police action that may require a warrant.
I'm thinking search and...
Yes.
Search and seizure.
You got it. A whiskey drink.
Oh, scotch and soda.
That is correct. You could also have said 7 and 7. How about one of America's three largest book publishers?
Simon and Schuster.
That's right. And here's your last one. Pleasantly brief, like a good speech.
Short and sweet.
That is correct. Boom, boom, boom.
Great job. You just soared through that seamlessly. Oh, look, look. There we go. Soared and seamlessly. How do you feel, Chris?
I feel relieved because in the last week, there's a couple of them I really struggled with sitting at my dining room table.
Yeah. Oh, no. You did better than okay. You did an awesome job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Chris, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a member of the WAMU here in Washington, D.C.
That's Chris House of Annandale, Virginia. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Think of a well-known international location in 9 letters. Take the first 5 letters and shift each of them 13 spaces later in the alphabet. So A would become N, B would become O, etc. and the result will be a synonym for the remaining four letters of the place's name. What place is it? So again, a well-known international location, nine letters. Shift the first five letters in the name, each 13 spaces later in the alphabet, and you'll get a synonym for the remaining four letters of the place's name. What place is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 16th, 2025, at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.
And we want to give a shout out to Ms. Jacobs, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders in South Portland, Maine, who bravely attempted last week's math puzzle. A number of them even solved it correctly. Great job. We look forward to getting their submissions next time.